Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 15th, 2024. The Colonial Theater and Hospice Volunteers of Waldo County are hosting a one-night screening of the documentary The Last Ecstatic Days, followed by a community conversation next week. The Boston Globe called the film a courageous end-of-life chronicle, which overflows with compassion and shows us how to live mindfully while embracing curiosity about what lies beyond. Dr. Aditi Sethi's end-of-life work is featured in the film, and she will be at the screening and taking part in the conversation that follows next week in Belfast.
My name is Aditi Sethi. I'm a hospice palliative care physician, end-of-life doula, and musician who lives in the Asheville, North Carolina area. I founded the Center for Conscious Living and Dying after having the privilege of supporting a young man, Ethan Sisser, who was 36 years old, dying of a glioblastoma, a brain tumor. And his dream and vision was to die in community and to film his dying process to support people to have less fear around death. And neither of those things seemed feasible when I met him. He was in an inpatient hospice facility in Charlotte, which is 2 hours from Asheville, where his father lived, and he was isolated during the pandemic. And so when I got the call, a friend who had been following his live streams reached out and said, "Hey, can you support this young man?" And then he reached out to a director of documentaries, Scott Kirschenbaum, asking him if he'd be willing to film. And so that started a journey, I call it, with this young man in our Asheville community. We weren't allowed to film in the hospice facility when we got him to Asheville, so we rallied and moved him to a home that a friend opened up and gathered a community to support him in his final days. And so the documentary came out after that journey, and it's called The Last Ecstatic Days Movie. And I'm thrilled the film will be shown at the Colonial Theater in downtown Belfast on Tuesday, August 20th. The doors open at 6:30, but the film starts at 7. And we'll be collaborating with the community, local community, Waldo County Hospice Volunteers, Anadine Fowler, Veronica Cesera of Vinolio, and the Colonial have partnered along with the Belfast Co-op to support the viewing of this film. We will have a Q&A after the film with Flick Shooter, the director of Hospice Volunteers of Waldo County, and myself. And we're really looking forward to engaging in this conversation around how we die in our modern world and in our this country and in our local communities. And how can a community rally to support another during this sacred threshold that we all will face, that and yet very few of us even contemplate or discuss openly. So there is a movement happening around remembering that death is a natural part of life. It sounds so basic, but it has been forgotten that we have the skills we need to take care of one another. We don't have to rely on professionals as we have done for the last 100 years or so with the advent of modern medicine. We can support those in the dying process and after their last breath, with after-death care, home funerals, and home wakes. So thank you for this opportunity to share.
The Last Ecstatic Days screening and community conversation will be at the Colonial Theater in Belfast next week on Tuesday, August 20th. It's one showing only at 7 p.m. Tickets are being sold in advance. For more information about the film, you can go to thelastecstaticdaysmovie.com. and colonialtheater.com. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.